quick audio boo before the weekend to maybe give you a chance to do some planning for next weekend. As I talk about wine a lot online, I get a lot of questions from my friends, my followers on Twitter and Facebook about what's a good wine, what's a wine to buy, where should they go to get interesting wines. And it's very difficult to give good advice on that, because it sort of depends on what you like and what you're having it with, when you're having the wine, and actually also where you shop, because you might not be able to get hold of the wines that you might actually like. So the best advice I can give you is to go and try wines yourself. But obviously that's very difficult. That's, if you work in the wine business, you get invited to lots of tastings, probably too many, and I don't even have time to write up half the ones I go to. But that's me needing to do a bit more blogging. But as a consumer, it's quite difficult to choose. So the best thing is to look out, especially at this time of year in a run-up to Christmas, for wine fairs, usually Christmas wine fairs they'll be called, and to go along and taste lots of wines. Now, word of advice. Tasting lots of wines can seem fun at the time, but very often you wake up the next morning and can't remember anything about what you tasted, and therefore you don't learn very much, and it doesn't end up helping you that much buying wine. So I've just written a post with a list of some ideas of things to do in advance to prepare a plan of attack for wine fairs. So, and a list of the three or so in the run-up to Christmas that will let you taste slightly better than average wines. So if you're interested at all, want to plan for Christmas, check out the Fine Wine Fair. That's next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Chelsea, Old Town Hall. There's the Wine Gang Christmas Fair at Vinopolis on the 6th of November. And then later in November, the Decanter Fine Wine Encounter. One of those should fit your diary and your pocket and your style of wines. And highly recommend checking them out. So if you're interested, check out wineconversation.com and some advice on taking advantage of wine fairs.